Our readings this morning from Sacred Scripture present us with a very rich feast of content for us to ponder in our minds and in our hearts. We've got this beautiful reading from the prophet Isaiah about comfort for God's people, and he speaks about the mountains being lowered and the valleys being filled to create a level highway for the Messiah. And he speaks about the coming Messiah as a shepherd who will shepherd the people of God. In the gospel, we have the great figure of St. John the Baptist, who is the last and greatest of the prophets, who immediately prepares for the coming of Christ. There's so much richness in the second reading. I'd encourage you to take some time during this coming week to really sit with and ponder the Word of God that we heard proclaimed this morning, because there's so much there for each of us. As I was praying with these readings, asking the Lord, in the midst of all of this wonderful teaching that we receive, what should I focus on? What stood out to me, and what I trust is the Lord prompting me to reflect upon with you, is the last line of our second reading from St. Peter, our first pope, the rock upon which Jesus built the church. After speaking about the second coming and the new heavens and the new earth, St. Peter says to us, "Be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him, at peace." And I thought about that choice of words, to be eager to be found without spot or blemish. What is it that we find ourselves eager for in our lives? I think we're all eager for an end to the pandemic, for the coming of a new year. Hopefully we're coming close to that. Eager, maybe, for the celebration of Christmas that is just a few weeks away now. I'm eager for the start of a new baseball season. The off season is a long desert. What are we eager for? And most importantly, am I really eager to be found without spot or blemish before the Lord? Or do I settle for something less, something that seems good enough? It's a challenge laid out for us to desire not just to be good enough, but to be without spot or blemish before the Lord. You know, I think about, on a cultural and even worldwide level, these last 9 months, our eagerness to protect our health and the extraordinary measures the whole world has gone to try to do that. Shutdowns and canceled travel and quarantines and masks and distancing and so on and so forth. I'm no medical expert, so I trust this is all well and good and what we should be doing. But what I am, I suppose, something of an expert at is our faith. And if we are that eager to protect our physical health, that one way or another, in the end, is going to fail, the mortality rate in the history of the world is 100%, right? Should we not be just as eager to not just want to be good enough, not just want to sneak our way into purgatory, if you will, but to strive to be found without spot or blemish before the Lord? That ultimately was the message of St. John the Baptist in the gospel. He called the people to acknowledge their blemishes, their spots, to acknowledge their sins. His was a baptism of repentance, because he was eager to prepare a people without spot or blemish for the Lord when he came. Ultimately, it's why we're here, at least it should be, at Mass. Whether we're here physically in person or united spiritually through the gift of technology, to acknowledge our need for a Savior, to acknowledge that I am not yet without spot or blemish, but I'm eager for that. And so I come to draw from the fountain of grace here. Mass is not primarily about a sense of community, although that's here beautifully. Mass is not primarily about nice music, although it's here, thanks to our musicians. Mass is not primarily about a riveting homily. You can decide whether or not that's here. Mass is about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that has saved the world. And that death and resurrection of Christ being made truly present here on the altar, so that we can come with all of our spots and blemishes, but also with our eagerness to draw from His grace, purification, redemption. To be found without spot or blemish before the Lord, that is an imposing task, an incredibly high mountain to scale. And in fact, the truth is that you and I on our own cannot accomplish that. Ultimately, it's the work of the Lord. But our part is to be open. Our part is to open our hearts to that flood of grace that He gives us to bring this about in our lives. Which leads me to the very first words of the reading today from St. Peter, where he said, "Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years. In other words, what you and I could never accomplish in 1,000 years if our life lasted that long, God in His almighty power can accomplish in one day in our hearts if we but open ourselves wide to Him. One of the key figures, certainly in these Advent days, and particularly this week ahead, is our Blessed Mother. We'll celebrate her Immaculate Conception Tuesday and the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe next Saturday. She is the image for us of one who perfectly, completely, totally opened her heart to the grace. She was full of grace. And so she was preserved from that very first moment of her conception, her whole life long, from any spot or blemish of sin. If you and I could come to Mass with that same openness that Our Lady had, if you and I could walk into that confessional with that same openness to that outpouring of grace, if you and I could enter each day into prayer with that kind of openness, God would accomplish marvels in you and me. And He would make us without spot or blemish before Him. He would fill us with an eagerness for that reality. May our Blessed Mother intercede for us today that we might be filled with that eagerness and that we might, at this moment in this Mass, open our hearts to the grace of God and what He desires to accomplish in each of us. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.